You're listening to Kink IRL. Our community needs more colors than gray to represent it. We are not the kinksters you've seen in books and movies. We are the faces you see every day. We just don't lead with the kinky parts of our stories. Between scenes, we work day jobs, walk our dogs, pick up our kids, and sweat the details for our next dungeon night. This show is voicemails, brain dumps from our world, about whatever devious thoughts come to mind. If you're here, you're already one of us. The line stays open. Up next, Alta Vista, a pet player from Pittsburgh. Here's their story.
I am a pet player based out of Pittsburgh. I am 25 years old. And today I would like to speak about my experiences with desire and the hedonic treadmill. When I was younger, I had my very first kinky thoughts were stumbling across pictures of pony players online when I was a teenager. So for a few years of my life, I would have these fantasies about being bound as a pony and pulling carts. I was thinking about that when I went to sleep every night. And I didn't know I didn't understand this feeling at all. There was no one else in my life I could share this with. So I was alone, and I didn't realize that I was missing a sense of community for many, many years. I didn't realize that this is something that I should be finding other people with similar interests. So that meant that I basically, for many years, the extent of my interaction with kink was just me looking at kinky pornography. And my first actual real world kink event was about 5 years ago. I somehow found out about this local kinky play party through some Telegram group, and I did not know anyone there. I had no idea what to expect. I told a close friend where I was going, and if I didn't message them back in, I think it was 2 hours to notify the authorities or something, because I had absolutely no idea what I was getting into. Maybe this is a den of kidnappers, and not in the role play way, but actual kidnappers. So I was definitely very apprehensive, and then I showed up. Someone wanted to play with me, which I was not expecting. More specifically, someone wanted to lead me around by the reins as a pony while blindfolded. So I agreed to that, and we had a little bit of a scene. And I never saw them again. It was they messaged me a few times afterwards, and I think I was too scared to respond or too scared to go back. Because I've always been this awkward sort of person, and I didn't know if I was inserting myself where I wasn't actually, where my presence wasn't actually wanted. That's something I've been mindful of my entire life. I never saw any of those people again, and that meant that I was alone for a few more years. I want this story to have a happy ending, but it's very much a work in progress. Nowadays, I feel like my desire has somehow not as strong as when I was a teenager. Nowadays, I don't look at porn every day. I don't think about ink every day. It's sad because it's like how do I call it? This set of strong emotions is no longer reliably available to me anymore. I feel like there are some times when I don't mind being alone, but other times when I really feel that it hurts me. And I think that overall speaking, I need to not be alone. I need to not be as isolated as I am now, but I don't always feel that way in the moment. I have this tendency to seek out to avoid difficult challenges, to always stay inside this comfortable shell. I think there's, I'm not exactly sure what I want. I can construct all of these fantasy, all these imaginary play partners in my head, fantasy scenarios that I can, that might get me hard for, I don't know, 30 minutes, but then either I lose interest or I forget the details or I get distracted and it's not, these are what I can construct in my imagination are not things that are possible in real life. And I feel like don't know what to aim for, because that means that there's a essentially a separation between what I want and what I can get. Just feel a little lost right now, and I feel like there's something important, an important piece of knowledge that I don't even know exists. I somehow never learned.
Thanks for listening to Kink IRL. Music is Cosmic Girl. If you've got a story of your own, a scene that stuck with you, a confession, or just something on your mind, join us. Call 848-321-KINK. That's 848-321-5465. Up to 10 minutes. Want to stay private? Choose the voice changer option, and we distort your voice before anyone hears it. End of transmission.